بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Considering that the fruit season is upon us, we are discussing a few ahadith related to the sunnah practices of receiving the fruits of the season, and also certain fruits that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us and encouraged us to eat. Yesterday we spoke of the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed us that we should eat olives, and we should use the olive oil to apply it to our bodies. Another hadith by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there are two different narrations, and it could be two separate practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one that we know is that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would at times eat dates along with cucumber, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged this. He says, do not eat one fruit that will only create heat within the body. Eat a fruit that has heat along with some other dish that will balance out and create coolness in the body. You see, Rasulullah taught us this beautiful practice many thousands of years, over 1,400 years ago. Hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, since it is the season of melons, especially the watermelon is very much relished during this time of the year. She says that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu rutab bil bittikh. Bittikh is generally translated as watermelon, but it applies to all types of melon. You have the sweet melon, you have watermelons and different types of melon. So exactly which melon was it, we don't know, but it applies to all melons. She said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat rutab dates. Rutab dates are the fresh dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat rutab dates, and at the same time he would eat it with melon, watermelon or any other melon. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نَكْسِرُ حَرَّ هَذَا بِبَرْدِ هَذَا. We are reducing the heat of this one with the coolness of this one. Again, so it creates balance within the body in terms of the temperature of the body, which has an impact on a person's temperament. If a person only eats such food that creates heat within the body, you'll find that that person will be generally a hot-headed person. It has an effect on the person's temperament. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that when we eat, we should consider what effect the food and the fruit has on our bodies and our temperament. May Allah grant us this.